This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Phase two of the trial of the oil company BP versus the federal government opens today as the court tries to decide how much to fine the company for the 2010 Gulf oil spill. And the biggest question in this phase will be, how extensive was that spill? Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
Worst case, BP could be on the hook for more than $17 billion. That's a bit more than the company's profits for 2012. The fine will be based on a simple equation, a dollar amount, probably in the thousands, per barrel of oil spilled. And in the next few weeks, the court will hear about the how many barrels part. The feds and BP have both submitted estimates. They'll put experts on the stand to say why their number's better. And according to law professor David Ullman from the University of Michigan, here's where the court's problems begin, because there's really no way to know.
There weren't any meters. There wasn't any measuring device. There is no way to determine precisely how much oil was spilled.
And here's where the company's track record so far could hurt it. Loyola University law professor Blaine Lisense says BP has repeatedly put out numbers that lowballed its liability.
You know, I think when you cry wolf enough, at some point it could affect your credibility on other issues down the line.
And if that's how the judge sees things, it could make several billion dollars worth of difference to BP. I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.